We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dovid ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Petros Elio. We are in Kinin Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. It's comforting to know that the Tiferes Yisrael says that the next three Mishnayos, which will complete our Masechta, are the most difficult Mishnayos in all of Shas. So we'll do the best we can. Chatos va'ola ustuma umufareshes. He have a case. He have two women. They can be two zavos, two yoldos, and together they're bringing three pairs of birds. And they come to the Kohen, and each pair we see is separate from one another. They didn't mix them together, all three pairs are different. The first pair, you have one bird, one was designated as a chatos for one woman, and the other bird as an ola for the second woman. What exactly does this mean? So what happened was, he had these two women, originally, they each had, each was chayv to bring two pairs. Each one gave birth twice, they became zavos twice, so each one was supposed to bring four birds. So one woman already brought one chatos, and has to bring now three more birds, one chatos and two olos, and the other woman brought an ola, and she still has to bring the other half of that, which is the chatos, and two other birds, which is another pair. So one ola is left, and two chatos. So what do? So they, bishutfus, in partnership, they bought three pairs of birds, which will now able to fulfill the obligations that they all have. So that's what the Mishnah means. I have chatos v'ola ustuma umufaresha. So the chatos and the ola is referring to the chatos that one woman still has to bring, because she's already brought an ola, and that's already designated as a chatos. Another bird out of these six is an ola, and that is because that woman already brought her chatos, and she needs to bring her ola. So that's the first pair. Chatos and ola are already designated. Ustumum foresha. So then we have a second pair. And what do they do with that? They left it stuma, which means they didn't specify which carbon each bird is going to be, which woman is going to bring which bird. That is what the Mishnah knows is calling the stuma. So far we took care of chatas va'ola, two birds, stuma, which is another pair completely undesignated. That's four out of six birds already. And then miforeshes. Then there's a third pair. What do? They designated one bird as a chatas and another one as an ola, but they didn't designate which woman each of the birds was going to be brought for. So that's what we know, that's known as the Mephoreshes. So that's our case. Now our Mishnah, as we've said many times in this parak, these Mishnahs are discussing what the Kohen did when he didn't ask a question, what he should do. All right, so before we discuss that case, what should the Kohen do? Normally Kohen, if you would come to the rabbi and ask this question, what would he do? He would offer the first pair the way, of course, they were designated, the chatas and the ola. That's simple. Chatas below this chodas sekra, the ola above the chodas sekra. Because each woman has to fulfill that first obligation. Remember, they had already brought one of the birds already. What about the second pair? That was completely undesignated. So Cohen has a choice now. He can do whatever he likes. He can bring one bird as a chatas, one bird as an ola. And he also can decide which woman each of those birds is going to be brought for. He cannot bring both of those birds for one particular woman, because remember, the women bought these at Bishutfus, and therefore each one has to have a share in one bird of that pair. What about the third pair? Remember, the third pair is known as the Mephoreshes, where one was designated as a chatas, one as an ola, but we didn't say for which woman it was going to be. So what would the Kohen need to do in this case if he asked the Shaila? They have to be made and brought for the carbon that they were designated for, a chatas and an ola. So how do we do that? So we do is the chatas of the pair, of that pair, is going to be for the woman who the ola of the second pair was offered. The second pair, the Kohen decided who he was going to bring. It was undesignated. So he decided, okay, this will be a chatas for this, this will be an ola for that woman. Okay, so then we have to fill in the gap. So the chatas of the third pair, which is already designated as the chatas, is going to be for the woman who had the ola from the second pair. And the ola of the third pair is going to be brought for the woman who had the chatas of the second pair brought for her. So that is what he normally would do, but that's not what he should do, but that's not what he did. Asa kul on the malo. So here's the case. He decided, he took all the birds, all the birds that he said, he has six birds here. He brought them all above the chodas sikra as olos. So what's the halacha here? Mechza kacher u mechza pasul. So we, by taking all of these and bringing them above the chor tasikra, so then he's bringing them all as olos. So since only three out of the six birds were supposed to be olos, so half are kosher and half are not. And kula namata, same thing in the reverse. Had he sprinkled the blood of all six of them below the chodas ikra, mechza kashu mechza pasul, he only took care of the chatos. The other three were supposed to be olos, of course, are not valid. What about chetzion lamalon v'chetzion lamato? So this is where matters get complicated. Here the Kohen, without asking, thought that all these six were stumos, were not designated at all, and he could decide where he wants to be makriv them. So he decided half above and half below. So in this case, the Mishnah says, ein kasher el astuma. The only one that's kasher, that's valid, is the stuma, is the undesignated pair. Now here, one thing the Kohen did do is he brought each pair separately, which means from each pair he brought one chatas and one ola. He thought he was making the decision as to which is a chatas, which is an ola. But no doubt from each pair he brought a chatas and an ola. So we know that both birds from one pair were offered that were not offered in the same place. But the only pair that's going to be kosher of the three pairs of these six birds is the one that was the stuma, the one completely undesignated. Because the Kohen had the option. That was up to his discretion, because to decide which is a chatos, which is an ola, therefore which should be sprinkled above, which should be sprinkled below. But the other pair, remember, the first of the pairs that was already completely designated, you know which was the chatos, which is an ola, and now we don't remember, you know, where which he brought where. And the third pair was also designated, at least knowing which is a chatos, which is an ola, even though we didn't know, you know, which woman it was going for. So therefore, in this case, if he did chetzen lamala v'chetzen lamata, ein kasher el stuma, and then the Mishnah concludes, v'him b'schalekes b'neim. That pair is divided amongst them. What does that mean? The birds were bought by the women b'shutvas in partnership. So each one has a share in each of the pairs, as we know. So the fact that we said one pair which is the stuma one, is valid, which is the second of the three pairs that we have. So that would mean that one was brought for a chatas, one brought as an ola. So that means one woman has a chatas brought on her behalf, that's kosher. One woman has an ola brought on her behalf, that's kosher. And what would have to happen? Then the women would then have to purchase another pair of birds together, where one chatas will be brought for the one who had the ola brought for her, and an ola would be brought for the one who had a chatas brought for her. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Chatas shenis orva b'chova. So although the Mishnah here says chatas and asar b'chovah, we had this earlier in the Masechta where the Mishnah told us what to do, what the Kohen should do if he asks. One chatas with a chova, which is an obligatory pair, it could be any number of chatos, birds that were designated as chatos with a number of chova, of a pair that have yet to be designated, but an obligatory pair. So you have several, let's say, chatos, which now mix together with an equal number of birds. So let's say two chatos with two birds that were a pair that were yet to be designated, but they're an obligation. Or let's say four chatos with two pairs, meaning it's an equal number. So the Kohen, what did he do? He didn't ask what he's supposed to do when he has this mixture, and he did. He offered half a sprinkled the blood of half of them above the chotas rikra and half below. Thought that they were all chova, which meant that they were yet to be designated. He had the choice to designate them, so therefore they should be kosher. But in fact, no, there were chatos there. One or many chatos equal to the number of chovos birds that we had, and therefore he obviously did not sprinkle everything properly. So how do we decide? Ein kasher ela minyan chatos shebechova. Since the Kohen, what did he do? He offered half the birds above the chodas ikra and half below. So we have to be worried that all of the chatos that are mixed in which were already chatos, designated before they got mixed in, maybe they were sprinkled above, and that way they would completely be pasul. The birds that were brought below the chod ha-sikra, then if that would be the case, if all the chatos were that you had in this mix were really sprinkled above, and that disqualified all of them, that would mean that all the birds that he brought below, that he sprinkled below the chod ha-sikra, then would have been from the pairs that are bechova, that are obligatory, which he had the choice to make which chatos, which ola. But that would mean that if they were all done below, then that would mean all the half of them, which were olos, were obviously disqualified. The ones, the half that he has choice to choose, he has the choice to make them chatos, obviously were okay, because he sprinkled them below. So that's what it means. Ein kasher ela minyan chatos b'chova. So how do we know? The number of karbanos out of this mixture then would be kosher equal to the number of chatos in the number of pairs that are bechova. And we had this in the past. Remember, in this case, it's an equal number of birds. Those that are bechova, that he has the choice to make olos and chatos, and the number of chatos. So if all of the chatos, let's say, if he sprinkled all of the blood if you sprinkle the blood, rather, half above, half below, and we have to be concerned that, let's say, the chatos, the designated chatos, were all sprinkled. We don't know. But let's assume the worst-case scenario. They were all sprinkled above the chatos, or all pasul. So that would mean that the number of chatos that means the other birds that were sprinkled below, so half of those are kosher and half of those are pasul. Because half of them were done properly, they are chatos, he had the right to designate them, and half are pasul because they were olos and he sprinkled them below. So exactly what we said. The number of chatos in the chova, exactly what we said, are going to be kosher because those were sprinkled properly. Chova shnayim b'chatos. Let's say the next case, this is where the chova, the obligatory kinim, pairs of birds, which the Kohen has the right to designate as he likes, half chatos, half ola, were double the number of birds that we had that were designated as chatos, got that mixed in together. So let's say you have, let's give a case where we have two birds that are already known as to be a chatos, and two pairs of shebechova that the Kohen could decide. So let's say that's so it's four birds that are yet undesignated that are part of the chova, and two birds that are chatos. So you have double the amount that are bechova over the chatos birds. So that's what the Mishnah means in this case. Chova shnayim shebechatos, mechza kosher umechza pasul. The halacha is that, and the Kohen really do, he didn't ask any questions, and brought them as if they were all chova, and by doing that, of course, he designated half as ola and half as chatos, and so the Mishnah here says, mechta kashu, mechta pasul. So we say half are kosher and half are pasul. So what are we afraid of here? So let's remember, the karbanos that are chatas, that we know are already chatas in advance, are half the number of the obligatory birds. So let's say we know two are chatas, and the other four, the Kohen can decide, that's Shebechova, he can decide. So if by sprinkling half above the Chod HaSikra, half below the Chod HaSikra, so the worst case would be that the Chatos, that were already known as Chatos, were all sprinkled above the Chod HaSikra, and that would make them all apostle. But if that would be true, so remember, those chatos are only one-third of the whole mixture. They're only two out of the six birds. Remember, if you already sprinkled two above, and those happen to be the chatos that were from the original designated as chatos, and those were pasul because he sprinkled them in the wrong place, well, how many birds are going to be sprinkled? How much blood? A blood of six birds. He did two already. So those assume they are pasul. Okay, he's going to do one more. The one more above is going to be an ola, and that's from the pairs that are not designated. There are four birds left. So that certainly is going to be a kosher. And And sprinkling below the Chodas Sikra, remember, 3 out of the 6 birds but sprinkled below. So that would mean that if one Ola was above, out of the obligatory pairs that were not designated originally, so what's being brought? So yeah, so there are 2 out of the 3 birds are certainly going to be kosher as a Chatos. So no doubt, 3 out of the 6 birds, 1 Ola and 2 Chatos, 1 above and 3 and 2 below, are certainly going to be kosher. And that's what it means, that what it says in the Mishnah, Chovesh Shnayim B'Chatas, if the number of undesignated obligatory birds are double the amount of the birds that are already designated as Chatas, in the worst case where the ones that were designated as Chatas, you sprinkled above, 2 out of the 6 birds were sprinkled in the wrong place, so then that's okay, because that would mean that the next bird that you did above was the Kohen has the right to designate as an Ola, so as an Ola above, and out of the birds that were sprinkled below, 2 of them are Chatos, because remember, they were undesignated, there was the Chova pair. So altogether, 3 out of 6 birds were brought properly. And in fact, if that's the worst case scenario, if it could get better, it's possible that you didn't sprinkle the designated Chatos above. Maybe 1 or 2 were actually sprinkled below the Chodas Sikra, and that would just increase the number of kosher birds in the pair, but in the mixture. But nonetheless, we can assume at least 3 out of the 6 birds, or half, in a case where you have over Shnayim B'Chatas, where you have a double number of obligatory pairs and mixed together with a designated Chatas, you know, Mechza Kasher, Mechza Pasul. That is Halacha number 2. And then number 3 is V'chata Shnayim B'chova. So now we're flipping it. This is where the number of designated Chatos that we knew in the beginning were Chatos already, are double the number of the Chova, of the birds in the Chova, in the obligatory pairs of birds. So here says the Mishnah, HaMinyan Shebachova Kasher. You can assume the number of birds in the obligatory group that are brought are going to be kosher. In such a case, if the Kohen brought half above the Chodas Sikra, half below the Chodas Sikra, so then we could assume the Minyan Shebachova, the number of birds in the obligatory group, are going to be kosher, minimally. Could be more than that, but that's, we can assume why. So take the case that we had before. This is where, but now we have to flip which is double. We have 4 Chatos, they're already known as Chatos, and 2 birds that are part of the Chova, a pair, only 2 birds there. So we can assume that there's a minimum of 2 kosher chatos that were sprinkled properly. How is that so? So we assume like this. If you have chatos that were brought below the Chod HaSikra, so of course they're going to be kosher, and half of the birds from the pair, if they're offered below, are going to be kosher. So the chatos that are designated already in advance are 2/3 of the whole mixture. In our case, let's say, in the classic case we spoke about, was 4 out of the 6 birds. And that would mean that the worst case would be that if we know he did half above, half below, so at the worst, if he did only half below, half above, half below, the worst could be is that 3/4 of those chatos already designated as chatos were brought above as olos and would have been disqualified. That would be the worst. But then what would happen below? All the birds that were brought as part of the chova would of course been brought below the Chodas Sikra, and half of them would have been non-kosher olos, but the other would have been chatos. So therefore, in our case, we can assume that there were at least 2 kosher chatos, one of the designated originally, maybe more, but at least one of them, and at least 1 of the chatos from the pair that's obligatory, that's a chova. So therefore, we can assume, as the Mishnah says, hamin shabachova kosher, we can assume that at least the number of birds in the pre-designated chatos are going to be the minyan. Right, no, the minyan shebechova, the number of birds in the chova in the original, not pre-designated chatos, in the chova pair is going to be kosher. So in our case, that was two birds versus the four designated chatos. So we know two birds are going to be kosher. Two at least were done properly when he split it above and below. And the Mishnah says v'chein ola shenis arva bechova. The same thing would be true if you have an ola that got mixed together with a pair of birds that a person was obligated to do, where the Kohen is able to choose which is a chata, which is an ola. Ein kasher ele minyan olo shebechova, so which is basically the same thing. Chova shnayim ba'ola, if the obligatory pair is double that of the which was designated already as an ola, and they got mixed together. Mechta kasher, mechta pasul. If you did sprinkled half above, half below the chodas ikra, half for kasher, half for pasul, then ola shnayim shebechova. If it's the other way, where the designated olos are double the birds in the chova in the obligatory pair or pairs, haminyan shebechova kasher. The number of birds in the chova in the obligatory pair or pairs is going to be kasher once again, where the kohen split between above and below of the chut hasikra. I would just add that our learning today was as well as Zecher Nishmas Aryeh Tzvi Ben Avram Kaddish. Following tomorrow, we will have the last Mishnah in Kinim and the first Mishnah in Seder Taros in Maseches Kelim.